The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Joining me today is Nadia Wan, CEO of Thompson Hospital Kota Damansara and Group CEO of TMC Life Sciences Berhad, to talk to us about the winners of PwC Malaysia's Building Trust Awards. Now, Nadia, as a returning judge for the Building Trust Awards, how do you think trust has evolved among the finalists?
Thanks, Audrey. The past 2 years have been challenging for trust. Companies have had to turn their attention to issues such as employee and customer well-being and the sustainability of their supply chain. The judges found it encouraging to see how finalists were able to build trust amidst this challenging environment. By keeping their ears to the ground and responding transparently through their communications and actions, they've seen their efforts reciprocated. It has helped the public understand why companies have responded in the way they did and how to do well by doing good. Building trust is a long game. Doing so when times are hard adds up to a trust bank for longer-term sustainability.
Now, Maybank and Sime Darby are overall winners for the FBM KLCI and FBM Mid-70 categories, respectively. What gave them an edge?
Across both categories, the winners were clear about their sustainability strategies and authentic about how they were tackling their ESG issues. Sime Darby Property in particular did well here. The trust environment within these companies were also strong, especially with Maybank. Their employees were clearly proud to be working for the company. And when it came to public perception, the winners were the ones who had a trust reservoir that gives people a well to draw from during times of hardship. Overall, the judges were unanimous in our decision to crown the winners.
Thank you, Nadia. I've been speaking with Nadia Wan, CEO of Thompson Hospital Kota Damansara and Group CEO of TMC Life Sciences Berhad. This is Audrey Raj for BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.